Today's episode is brought to you by Monster. Find employees who work as hard as you at monster.com/hiring. Monster. Find better.
Hello and welcome. This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Apparently, Goldman Sachs now has a brand new bank, but for the 99%. Could it be? The Money Beat podcast breaks it all down, coming up.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome back to the fashionably challenged Money Beat podcast. Paul Vini and Steve Grosser. And now we have another person in here. John Carney, have you in here? I didn't see this story. This one has been dropped on me, folks. So if I sound dumb on it, it's par for the course. But it's because I actually didn't see this story before we got in here in the studio. Goldman Sachs is opening up a bank?
Well, they've had a bank for quite some time, but what they have done is actually open the bank up to the public, where you can now go and open a savings account with Goldman Sachs.
How much money?
There's no minimum. You can go in and start an account right away. You have to put something in. Actually, to begin with, they'll
Is this going to be – am I going to have a Goldman Sachs branch in my town? Is this,
no.
What is this?
It is a going to be and is right now an all online digital bank.
Mm-hmm.
So you probably won't have Goldman Sachs ATMs anywhere. There will not be a Goldman Sachs branch, at least – you know, for now, there's no plans to do this. What they're trying to get into is the business of doing, you know, very low cost banking, right? A huge expense for the, you know, the Wells Fargos and the JP Morgans and the Bank of America's all around the country is running these branch mm-hmm. offices. And Goldman's not going to do that. They're going, you know, straight ahead into the future. It's all digital. And so you won't go – but you can call them up if you want to talk to them. They have numbers, you know. You just won't be able to walk into a bank branch. But, you know, I mean, when was the last time – I mean, you guys have probably been into bank branches, but when was the last time you actually stood online for a teller or actually wanted to talk to a teller intentionally?
I've been in the branch where you walk into the ATM. I don't go further than that.
Right. I have.
Was that because you had?
I've walked up to the teller.
He's from Verona, New Jersey. He keeps his money in a mattress.
It's because I'm a surprising Luddite. But the fact of the matter is, I go in there. There's no line. You walk right. No one else is in there. Yeah. Nobody wants to. You know, no one is going into the branches. So this is a Goldman Sachs commercial retail bank.
It is savings,
checking accounts. It's regular banking services.
Right now, all it is a savings account.
Just savings. Okay.
So and it pays a very high rate of interest compared to what you could get in most savings accounts right now. They're advertising a 1.05 annual percentage rate, which is a lot considering what people have been taking, you know, the interest rates you've been getting from most banks for a long time.
Of people like of our age, though, I can't help but laugh at that being a lot.
Right. No, I mean, right. You know, that used to be very low, but, you know, for the past several years, most people's savings accounts have paid almost nothing.
Right. Right.
And so, this is almost 10 times what you can get at some bank accounts now. One of the reasons that's possible is because there are a lot of inconveniences built in here. There are no ATM cards right now, so you could put your money in there, but you have to initiate a wire transfer to get it into another account in order to do an ATM transaction. You won't get a checkbook, so you can't write checks. But you could do things like set up automatic payments that are set up against wire transfers, but you won't be able to get your cash out the way most of us do. But, you know, a lot of that money is probably that you're accessing on a regular basis is through a checking account anyway.
Yeah.
So this is a true savings account. It's meant to, you know, not for money that you're drawing out all the time, but money that you're putting aside. I mean, at 1.05, that pays what like money market accounts pay. And those aren't necessarily FDIC banked. Backed.
Yeah. So is their marketing slogan going to be "Join the One Percenters"?
Well, you were actually reading.
I can think of so many good marketing lines.
They have a nice marketing line.
Yeah, they've got a they set up a website. You can go there. It's relatively easy to use. It says, welcome to Peace of Mind Savings, online savings and CDs with great rates you can rely on. You know, the rates are a little screwy, to be honest. There's an online savings account with a 1.05 APR, but you could also get a 12-month CD with a 1%. I don't understand why I'd lock up the money for 12 months. unless you're fearing negative interest rates. I mean, this is almost a negative interest rate built in there. But still, you know, for a 5-year term, you could get 2%. It's relatively easy to, you know, go online and set up. And one of the things that they'll probably build this out. You know, I mean, right now there's no access through ATM cards. They don't, you know, that's a whole different stage of business. But if they are able to attract enough people and they actually pay you like a penny for signing up. But that's just to test your current account. You know, you need to have a bank account somewhere so that you can transfer money into it. They'll send you a penny, and then, you know, so you actually make money.
All right. That wraps up the Your Money Matters edition of Money Beat. You can check the full podcast out at WSJ.com/podcast.